Manu Patra alert dated the 12th of September 2019. Supreme Court has permitted 8 of the survivors who were sexually assaulted at a state-funded shelter home in Bihar's Muzaffarpur to be reunited with their families. The apex court also said financial, medical and educational assistance must be given to the 8 survivors. Apex Court has asked 10 BCC indigent home buyers of Amrapali Group projects to suggest how around 2,000 apartments could be used to raise money for completing flats. The court also sought to know from banks if they can release loans to home buyers so that they can complete payments for their flats. Apex Court has asked the Director General of Competition Commission of India, CCI, to complete a probe into the allegations of predatory pricing against Uber India Systems Private Limited within 6 months. The court rejected the appeal of Uber challenging a 2016 order of the Appellate Tribunal directing Director General of CCI to investigate the allegations of predatory pricing made by Meru Cabs. Supreme Court has directed a man who converted from Islam to Hinduism to marry a Hindu girl to prove his bona fide, noting that he must be a loyal husband and not only a great lover. The court explained that the court has asked him to prove his good intentions by filing an affidavit only in order to secure the girl's future and safety. Supreme Court has observed that justice cannot be bought while coming down heavily on VVIP chopper scam accused Gautam Khaitan in a case related to the black money law. The apex court was dealing with the issue as to whether the black money, undisclosed foreign income and assets, and imposition of tax act, 2015 could be allowed to operate with retrospective effect to book and probe offenders. Further, the court also took umbrage at Khaitan for seeking 4 weeks' time to make his stand clear. Supreme Court has observed that undue influence in execution of a contract cannot be inferred merely because a family member was looking after his family elder. The court ruled that if some members of the family are looking after the elderly and others by choice or by compulsion of vocation are unable to do so, then there is bound to be more affinity between the elderly with those who are looking after them. Supreme Court has directed Amazon Seller Services and direct selling companies such as Amway India and Modica to approach the Delhi High Court to challenge a single bench High Court order and seek early hearing, preferably before October. In July, a single judge bench of the High Court had restrained e-commerce platforms like Amazon, Flipkart and Snapdeal from selling health and beauty products of Amway, Modica and Oriflame without consent. Supreme Court has observed that a vendee who does not perform one of the essential promises in a contract is not entitled to the discretionary relief of specific performance of that very contract. Uttarakhand government has notified and reduced the fines imposed by Centre for Traffic Violations under the amended Motor Vehicles Act. For example, it has reduced the centre's fine of 5,000 rupees for driving without license to 2,500 rupees in the state. Further, in case someone is found driving with expired license, the centre's fine is 10,000 rupees. However, the Uttarakhand government has brought it down to 5,000 rupees. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has refused to entertain a plea challenging the bifurcation of the erstwhile state of Jammu and Kashmir into two union territories as well as the imposition of curfew and blockade on media and communications in the state. Delhi High Court has rejected the writ petition seeking directions to be issued to the central government to make requirement of one-time password, OTP, essential for transactions on international websites. The court further observed that the existing security infrastructure was enough to deal with the concerns raised by the petitioner. Central Board of Direct Taxes has relaxed some norms relating to prosecution of income tax defaulters for delay in depositing TDS, tax deducted at source, under reporting of income in the tax return or non-filing of IT return. CBDT's circular issued on the 9th of September sets the limit and time period for proceeding with prosecution in respect of TDS defaults. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has observed that the Delhi Development Authority, DDA, will be liable to pay 5 lakh rupees per month as penalty if it does not complete demarcation and fencing of Yamuna floodplains and developing biodiversity parks there by April 2020. The tribunal also directed DDA to ensure that cultivation of crops is not undertaken on the floodplains. Allahabad High Court, AHC, while rejecting a petition filed under Article 227 of Constitution on account of an alternate remedy, has ruled that the bar against appeal from a compromise decree shall not apply in cases where the court records some part of the compromise while refuses to record the remaining part. State Consumer Disputes Redress Sal Forum Chandigarh has directed the Ministry of Civil Aviation to consider the issue of unlawful charging of amount by airlines on cancellation and/or modification of tickets by passengers. The forum also criticized the practice of charging cancellation fees even in cases where cancellation was made immediately after the booking. National Green Tribunal has levied a cost of 5 crores rupees on Mumbai Industrial Development Corporation for causing pollution by discharging industrial effluents in the Taloja industrial area on the outskirts of Mumbai. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has directed that there is no proper mechanism for plastic waste management in the country and directed the Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB, to take necessary action in this regard. The tribunal noted that mere issuance of directions by the CPCB was not adequate and compliance needs to be overseen.